Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, joining me now in studio, a familiar voice around these parts, former Tribune food writer Kevin Pang. Kevin recently left the Tribune. He's working on other projects, including his documentary film that he worked on with Mark Hilanowski called For Grace, which just this week is now available for download. The film features renowned chef Curtis Duffy and his story about growing up mired in tragedy to becoming one of the most successful chefs in the world. The movie title For Grace refers to his West Loop restaurant, Grace. It showed at all sorts of film festivals back in 2015, including South by Southwest. And now you can get it on iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. Kevin Pang, good to see you, buddy.
Justin, I've not been back at Tribune Tower in 2 months, and I'm so glad the first face I see is yours. So thanks for having
me,
Justin.
Well, you know, the security didn't want to let you back in. I had to do some work. So talk about, I mean, this is big news for you guys, because before this film, which got so much critical acclaim, was just available for screeners, essentially, to go see it at film festivals.
Yeah, like so essentially this was a movie. It's so weird to call it a movie, because we never had any intentions of it being any sort of film, any feature-length film, but we made this with two cameras that we bought from Best Buy, and it was supposed to be a 15-minute short film for the Chicago Tribune website, right? And just as we kept shooting and shooting, we realized, okay, there's a deeper story here. And eventually it became this 92-minute feature-length film. And
Wow. We
submitted this to a bunch of festivals, and we figured this was a lottery ticket, because if we don't get in, we're out $25, and that's totally fine. And we got rejected to, like, the Central Illinois Independent Podunk Film Festival, whatever it was, right? We got rejected. Yeah, I know. So we rejected them. We're like, okay, we'll never get in. And then we got a note actually about a year ago around this time from South by Southwest, and they said, you're in. And I'm like, this has got to be a joke. Out of 7,700 films, we were one of – like 20 documentaries to make it into the festival. We were completely blown away. And so after that, we just got into a number of like really great festivals, including the Chicago International Film Festival, the one in Seattle and in Nashville and Melbourne, Australia. Just traveled the world, and completely astonishing, completely we just never expected.
Let me ask you this, as a reporter, as someone who's worked in journalism, how often have you in your career had a moment where you've been working on a story and you say, you know what, there's more than what I have? I mean, is that a normal thing for you, or was this just, you know, slapped you in the face?
It's definitely rare, but I think the best stories happen that way, because you go into it really with a blank slate and you have no expectations of what the story is. We went into the story, we wanted to document this one chef, Curtis Duffy, who wanted to build what he calls the best restaurant in America. And we thought, okay, it's an interesting narrative in that a lot of chefs, mm-hmm. when this first happened, this was like 2010, 2011, they were doing a lot of like comfort food. They were doing a lot more accessible food. Meanwhile, this guy, Curtis, who worked at Alinea and Avenues, is going the other direction.
He's very high-end.
Very high-end, where dinner for two costs like $700, right?
Yeah.
So we thought, okay, if this was an interesting plot point of someone doing really expensive food and wanting to open – having this great, grand ambition for the best restaurant.
And it was
in the
really
country.
About getting the space and putting up the, you know, this is what he's going to do. He's going to build this kitchen. It's going to be great. But there's much more to Curtis's story.
Exactly, right. So we were filming. We thought this was going to open in 8 months, right? And so by month six, we realized, okay, this is not going to open in 8 months. In the end, it took about 18 months to open. And so in the interim, we were filming so many like carpets and blueprints and chairs. I mean, it was just like the most procedural stuff. And we ran out of things to ask him. So one day we were at Curtis's apartment, and we just asked him, tell me about your family. And something happened that day. This was 8 months into the filming. We find out about what happened to his parents. I mean, he has a pretty tragic backstory. We find out about what happens, his relationship with his home economics teacher, who Curtis has the surrogate mother relationship with. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I remember Mark, my co-director, and myself, we drove home that night. This was after a 17-hour filming day, and we said nothing to each other. We were in total shock. Like, we could not believe what just happened. He just dropped this bombshell of a revelation.
And it's a well-documented story about, you know, tragedy, and I don't want to give it away for the movie, but it's interesting because he didn't lead with it. He didn't talk about it. He didn't say, okay, let me tell you about my childhood.
Right.
I mean, it took you a while to get this out of him. I mean, it had to have been a total shock.
Yeah, it was a total shock. And it goes back to the point you were making earlier, Justin, about how the best stories really are ones that you didn't expect. And so we went into it thinking this was a story about a chef in the restaurant industry. But it was really about a person and what happens if you want to be the best, the sacrifices you have to make in order to get there. And for him, the sacrifice was losing his marriage and, you know, not seeing his not living with his two young daughters. And so and not having a lot of relationships
and
outside.
You've covered food for a long time in this town, and you know that to be a consistent storyline. When we have chefs in here on the show, their commitment, there's something they have to sacrifice.
Look at all the chefs who have marital problems. The divorce rate is just insane. Like, you wouldn't believe how high it is. Look at all the vices that manifest in drugs and alcohol. So, I mean, it's a really tough business because the hours are long, the pay isn't good, and you're not working. You're working when everyone else is off. You're working nights, weekends, holidays. So it's very easy to fall into the trap. So I think really what we're trying to achieve with the movie is it's about trying to achieve balance but never quite achieving it, and it being just a series of course corrections. Like, once you go one way, you tip back the other way, and then you tip back the other way.
We're talking with Kevin Pang, a former Chicago Tribune food reporter and also the man behind, along with Mark Helanowski, the documentary For Grace, which follows Curtis Duffy in the opening of Grace Restaurant. Let's get to the point of making a film. I mean, for you, Kevin, you know, I know you as a guy who's we've known each other for a long time, talking about food and other things. And you had done a lot of multimedia projects with the Tribune. But talk about the process of making a feature-length documentary. This is your first project, your debut documentary. Talk about that whole process.
Wow. It is a... I mean, you would think in the beginning we would just turn on the cameras and just record everything and figure, okay, we'll assemble something from that. You know, we'll assemble a 15-minute clip. Because, again, originally the intentions were to be a really short procedural. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even call it a film. It's just like a short video for online, right? When we realized that it was going to become a film, we have to think about, okay, 90 minutes, which is about the length of a feature documentary, is a long time, and you're basically telling people who are watching this, okay, in return for you sitting through 90 minutes of your life, we will try to entertain you, we'll try to keep you wrapped, we will try to intrigue you. And so you have to fulfill on that promise, and there's a lot of things we have to consider. So we didn't want to make a movie that was for foodies, quote unquote. Like, if this was a movie that was just about, look at these beautiful food shots, and it's about chefs as personalities, I don't think it would have resonated. It had to have these greater themes that I think people like my mother could resonate. You know, she's not reading food blogs, and she's not eating $700 meals.
But I mean, is it the same concept for you as a reporter, as a writer who, you know, creating story arcs? I mean, there has to be an arc. There has to be plot. There has to be subplots.
Absolutely.
For a documentary.
It's more like, I think, writing a very long magazine story and writing perhaps a novel, in that you have to think about it in scenes. Each scene has to build to something. You know, within each 2-minute, 3-minute scene, there has to be some sort of a payoff. And so you're also thinking about things like the use of silence, the use of music. You know, do you want to use dialogue? I mean, there's one scene where Curtis Duffy and his home ec teacher, they're having this conversation on the first night that the restaurant is there, and she's one of their first customers, right? And rather than just having the dialogue of them hearing what he says to her and she says to him, we just kept it silent, and we had just a really soft music in the background because we felt like the visuals could tell the story much better than him saying it out literally. So it's a lot of considerations like that, thinking about things in scenes, thinking about tension and how much to cut. You know, it's a lot of things that we never thought about.
People go to film school and they do all this thing, all these things to be able to get to the point of having a debut documentary. I mean, it was a happy accident in the way that it was more than, you know, doing online video for the trip. But let me ask you, because, you know, there's much more than just the filmmaking aspect. I mean, obviously we talked a little bit about getting it into film festivals, but here you are again. I mean, you're moving into like having it available for download. I mean, this passion project, it doesn't end.
It doesn't end. I think we were looking at our iTunes debut this morning. I think we were something like number 7 on the documentary list, which
awesome.
Is completely mind-blowing because, you know, again, we had so little expectations of it from the beginning. But, it's something that we've learned just from doing. And I took a lot of lessons from my 11 years here at the Chicago Tribune, much of it as a feature writer, and really applying the tenets of storytelling and journalism and reporting towards that. And I think what it ultimately comes down to, I think, and this is sort of a lesson for any filmmaker or journalist, it all comes down to the story.
Yep.
It's not about how glitzy it is. It's not about like how you know, how expensive your lenses are, your camera bodies are. You have to find a good story. And we were so incredibly lucky to stumble on this great story.
Let me ask you as we wrap up here. I mean, is this the start of a new career for you? I mean, are you gonna look for new projects? I mean, are you going to be Kevin Pang the filmmaker?
Oh, boy. I have no idea. So I've left the Tribune about a couple of months ago and trying to still figure out what to do. I think I want to see what happens with this movie because, you know, we just landed on iTunes this week. Mm-hmm. And so who knows what's going to happen? I think I kind of want to see how people react to it. And, you know, I think the best course of action is just to let things come to you and just be open and say, you know, I think it's a tenet of improv, you know, yes and say yes to everything, you know. So that's something I'm going to try to say yes to and just not be closed to any opportunities because it might be in filmmaking, might be in journalism. I'm sort of doing a lot of freelance magazine writing right now. But, who knows? We'll see where this movie takes us.
Well, we'll call you filmmaker and journalist. We'll go filmmaker first.
I prefer auteur.
Auteur. Kevin Pang. The debut documentary For Grace, which just played to festivals throughout 2015, the critical acclaim, is now available for download at iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, all the places. Kevin, great to see you and continued success.
Thanks, Justin.